Buffalo Chip Campground near Sturgis became Buffalo Chip City in 2015 after local voters approved the move and the Secretary of State filed the papers. The City of Sturgis and local landowners challenged the process, but the South Dakota Supreme Court ruled that it's up to the state to challenge incorporation. And so it did. And a Fourth Circuit judge ruled for the state and nullified Buffalo Chip status as a municipality. The Chip now appeals that decision to the state Supreme Court and presents oral arguments on Monday, September 30th. At the heart of the issue is the meaning of the word or. At oral arguments in April 2017, Attorney Jack Heeb said Meade County commissioners made sure the Buffalo Chip Campground qualified for incorporation.
They called the auditor in and they said, do we have, are there, a sufficient number of registered voters who have registered to vote in the area sought to be incorporated? And she testified to that. She answered, yes, there are.
South Dakota statute at that time held that, quote, no municipality shall be incorporated which contains less than 100 legal residents or less than 30 voters. Heeb is once again representing the Buffalo Chip. In briefs, he contends that the word or means that the area must contain 30 voters or 100 legal residents, one or the other. If the law required 30 voters and 100 residents, the word and would be required to make that point. But a brief written by Attorney James Moore for the state holds otherwise. Moore points out that the sentence starts with a negative, no municipality shall be incorporated, and so forth. He says that negative, no municipality, prompts a rule in legal writing known as De Morgan's Theorem. So a list of prohibitions, even one containing the word or, is collective. You cannot do A, you cannot do B, and you cannot do C. As for the 100 residents or 30 voters, Attorney Mark Marshall told justices in 2017 that the campground had neither.
If you drive by the Buffalo Chip campground, if you look at the photos in the record of the campground, you can see nobody lives there.
Justices will consider that same contention in this appeal. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.